We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Khosh Ahmadid, smart viewers. Khosh Ahmadid means welcome in Persian, a language spoken by about 130 million people, mainly in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. in Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, village grain banks in northern India provide access to emergency food supplies. In health news, a German study finds that drinking non-alcoholic beer is beneficial. In animal news, 7 new mice species are discovered in the Philippines. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 7th, is the Independence Day of Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, observing its sovereignty achieved in 1960. Situated in West Africa between Ghana and Liberia, Côte d'Ivoire contains one of the last major remainders of the region's primary tropical rainforest in its Thai National Park. A United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, it is also habitat for the rare herbivorous pygmy hippopotamus. Another World Heritage Site and an amazing area of the country is the Kamoe National Park. At more than 1.1 million hectares, it is among the largest protected areas in West Africa. We wish the kind-hearted citizens of Côte d'Ivoire a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Floods sweep Uttar Pradesh, India. On Thursday, August 4th, at least 4 people lost their lives to rain-related incidents in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh. At least 16 more perished as over 50,000 residents were affected this past week by floods across at least 7 districts, with more than 20,000 acres of crops destroyed. These floods follow heavy rainfall in Nepal and the neighboring Indian state of Uttarakhand, which led to a breach in the embankments along the Ghaghra River. Officials in the flood-hit districts began rescue operations, with at least 13,500 villagers in Barabanki district being evacuated to safety on Monday, as the overflowing Ghaghra River continued to inundate hundreds of villages.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed, saying that emergency funds are available. She requested that they also go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Indian officials, working to ensure the safety of those in the flood-hit regions, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed concern. May such disasters be alleviated as our gentler care of the ecosphere helps restore planetary stability.
China hit by both floods and drought. Days of heavy rains in the southwestern province of Sichuan caused the Zhouhe River to overflow on Thursday night, August 4th, prompting the evacuation of 18,600 residents as it flooded the city of Dazhou. Officials reported Friday that at least 2,400 homes had collapsed and 5 people were injured, with ground-level apartments and shops that were also submerged. Roads become impassable and power was lost in parts of the city as lines were downed.
Central Hubei province was also struck by storms and flooding, with nearly 200 homes destroyed, some 1,350 residents evacuated, and more than 210,000 people affected, as 35,000 hectares of cropland were also inundated. Local officials said that military and other personnel were initiating disaster relief operations. Meanwhile, drought in central Hunan province has left some 400,000 residents faced with drinking water shortages in the city of Huaihua, after prolonged lack of rainfall also resulted in the failure of 140,000 hectares of crops and dried up over 1,200 wells. City officials on Friday stated that water trucks were being dispatched, along with relief supplies, to the drought-stricken areas.
Supreme Master Qinghai requested our local association members to please find out from the governments of the affected regions whether help is required, and to also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. Sending her heartfelt love and prayers, she added that financial aid is available for emergency needs.
We are grateful for the immediate response of the Chinese officials, military, and other emergency teams to ease the situations of the storm and drought afflicted, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern. May heaven grace them with a swift return to the regularity of daily life, as we pray that such disruptive conditions are calmed through humankind's more compassionate care as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell SPACE space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right, force-fed drugs till you lose your mind, sweltering at noon, frozen in the night, fresh air, what is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here, nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 535. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out as people continue to proclaim for themselves and fellow country persons the right to greater freedom, safety, and an equal voice in government. They rally together in countries such as Belarus, Libya, Syria, United States, Ukraine, and Yemen.
Belarus. Global leaders are calling upon the Belarusian government to free Alice Belyatsky, leader of the human rights group Vyasna, who has been instrumental in helping provide legal support for political prisoners. His recent arrest came after months of police pressure, with charges that could bring up to 7 years in jail. Among those speaking out for his fair treatment and release are UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek, the Czech Republic, the Lithuanian Foreign Ministry, and the Polish Foreign Ministry.
Ukraine. Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who is currently on trial for abuse of power during her time in office, was arrested for contempt of court on Friday as she faced charges. Supporters expressed anger at what they said is persecution, while U.S. Senator John McCain said that her arrest represented a violation of human rights, as he called for her immediate release.
Syria. Following a brutal week-long crackdown in Hama, one of the original cities where reform protests were held, U.S.-based MSNBC reported on government claims that the revolt had been quelled as state TV showed a Hama in ruins, including burned buildings, bloodshed, and rubble in the streets. Residents, meanwhile, reported that the siege has left them without medical supplies and food that was rotting after 6 days with no electricity. Tens of thousands of citizens across the nation rallied in support of Hama on Friday, with Syria-based rights activists who Mustafa also saying that violence from government forces caused at least 24 deaths. Respected Syrian poet Adonis also called upon President Bashar al-Assad to step down from power. And Al Arabiya news agency reported that Kuwaiti citizens held rallies demanding that their government expel the Syrian ambassador to Kuwait. The U.S. government, meanwhile, issued a call for all citizens to leave Syria immediately while commercial transportation is still available, as Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called upon President Assad to immediately enact reforms, restore civil order, and create a modern state. Other leaders, such as Qatari Prime Minister Hamad Bin Jassim, the Kuwait Foreign Ministry, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the UN rights investigators joined in also urging the government to listen to the people and halt the bloodshed.
As we grieve for those perished and for the injury and suffering of fellow humans, we pray that all turmoil may cease and that people in countries everywhere may choose to live in security and freedom as a peaceful world.
Thank you. much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓的自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在？应该形容嘛，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Một trẻ mồ côi, một cõi đầy quả phụ. Anh ơi, bao giờ tàn cơn giông tố? Tôi không bao giờ lớn lên để làm anh hùng chiến sĩ gìn giữ chiến tranh này. 30 năm đã xanh ngàn mộ chi. Ngày tôi mới lớn khôn, cha tôi kể cho nghe nhiều mộng đẹp của người. Ngày tôi mới trưởng thành, người để lại cho tôi một thi hài trơ trọi. Hãy để tôi sống mãi gìn giữ gia sản này, những mộng vàng ấp ủ dưới mồ sâu chưa tươi. Xin để tôi sống sót thừa hưởng gia sản này, xây giấc mơ tan vỡ thành mái ấm ngày mai. Tôi sẽ sống 101 năm, có con trai con gái và cháu chắc, dựng lại thế giới tóc tang với đàn trẻ mồ côi và quả phụ. Anh ơi về đi, dằn cơn thịnh nộ. Anh ơi cùng tôi diềm cơn giông tố. Thank you.
Let peace be here now.
Report on the benefits of the veg lifestyle. With awareness rising of the plant-based diet's healthful effects for humans, animals, and the planet, media around the world are also reflecting this growing support for the veg movement. Among a number of vegan restaurants garnering recent favorable reviews is One World Vegetarian Cuisine in Los Angeles, California, USA. This locale was featured as a regional winner for the Los Angeles Times Reader's Choice Restaurants, with its delectable menu options also described in the article, West Covina Vegan Eatery Puts the Flavor Back in Veggies, published in the San Gabriel Valley Tribune.
The vegan lifestyle is also being featured for its optimal effect on the environment, as revealed in the July 2011 Time article, How Meat and Dairy Are Hiking Your Carbon Footprint. Meanwhile, USA Today has addressed the dangers of meat consumption in Doctors Group says hot dogs as dangerous as cigarettes, citing the findings of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, and other health experts. And major Russian newspapers, the Moscow Times and the St. Petersburg Times, published Vegetarianism No Longer Seen as a Bourgeois Luxury, which highlights the expansion of veg restaurants, websites, festivals, and more.
International journalists and publishing media, we appreciate your sharing of the many wholesome, palate-pleasing delights of plant-based cuisine. May such illuminating information help pave the way to a vegan world of harmony and abundance.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Save our planet. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the USA reports that as of August 1, 2011, prolonged extreme heat and drought conditions in the north of the state has caused the death of many fish in the lakes due to depleted oxygen levels, with those in smaller lakes and ponds being the most likely to perish.
Save our planet. Lê Văn Thiệp, a 64-year-old resident of Trà Ôn District in Âu Lạc, or Vietnam, continues his efforts as of July 2011 to protect a flock of herons from hunting in his Longan fruit orchard, with their population having grown to more than 100 since they began seeking sanctuary in 2009.
Greetings, friends. I'm Cock-a-doodle Danny the Rooster. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Today, I'd like to share a tip on enhancing well-being. According to British author Mr. Matthew Silverstone, scientific studies have shown that trees and plants have vibrational properties. When we are in close proximity to them, their energy is transmitted to us, which makes us feel calmer and better. Enjoy some time in nature today. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, village grain banks in northern India provide access to emergency food supplies. According to ReliefWeb, 55 reserves have been established in villages by the World Food Programme and the Uttarakhand state government to respond to extreme weather conditions. The banks are owned and operated by the community and managed by local women. They distribute grain to households in need and are repaid after the harvest. Our sincere appreciation, World Food Programme and Uttarakhand State Government, for helping to support food security. May such caring measures, accompanied by the earth-saving plant-based diet, bring our world to a sustainable and joyful era.
In health news, German researchers find that drinking non-alcoholic beer is beneficial. Dr. Johannes Scheer and colleagues from the hospital at Technical University of Munich examined 277 runners in the Munich Marathon, both before and after the long-distance race. The study participants consumed up to 1.5 liters of a non-alcoholic wheat beer known for its high and diverse polyphenol content. According to medical tests, they showed decreased signs of inflammation compared to others who drank another beverage without polyphenols, which was produced specifically for the study. Improved functioning of the immune system and reduced risk of getting a cold were some of the other results noted. Our thankfulness, Dr. Johannes Scheer and colleagues, for your interesting study. May more people enjoy non-alcoholic products which are conducive to vibrant health of body, mind, and spirit. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers call for protection of watershed areas in the Philippines. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Stay tuned for more supporting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for an illustrious world. In animal news, seven new mammals are discovered in the Philippines. A group of American and Philippine scientists have identified the previously unknown forest mice species belonging to the genus Apomis on Luzon Island. The researchers called for protection of the watershed areas where the mice live stating that both the animals and humans will gain from a healthy ecosystem. Our hats off to you, American and Philippine researchers, for your wonderful discovery. May we always safeguard the loving animals who continue to add color and blessings to our planet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Ger, a language spoken in southwestern Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, and southern Liberia. It is entitled, The Lion.
Isin luwe kan ke goro ke avla ja bodwe je wa amwe ha borona e poli ngiri so ne kan poli e ngiri ke so ne gira uri wewe e gira uri wewe ne kan inu we nu kanye e believe amwe wa.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I saw a program on between master and disciples in which one person talked about how much plants love master's voice. In my house, something remarkable happened. A plant which was standing in one of the rooms for over 20 years never bloomed before. A few weeks after installing Supreme Master TV and listening to it for hours at a time in that room, the plant suddenly blossomed most wonderfully, and it smells so sweet. It is so happy and shares its happiness. Thank you very much for the blessing that flows from Supreme Master Chinghai through your television. Viewer from Szczecin, Poland.
Vibrant viewer, it is heartwarming to receive your delightful note and hear about your flourishing plants. Perhaps your sensitive plant can feel Supreme Master Chinghai's heavenly love and grace. May God bless you and the pure souls of Poland with inner contentment and harmony.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be happy to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Hoda Hafez, which means may God protect you in Persian.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your treasured guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following her election in July 2011 as Thailand's first female prime minister, Ms. Yingluck Shinawatra also received an approving vote by the nation's parliament, with a proclamation from His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej expected within days for her term to officially begin.
During an international conference in Sofia, Bulgaria, well-known clergy leaders of various faiths from Russia, Turkey, Israel, Greece, Serbia, Croatia, Albania, and other countries pledged to work toward preserving and promoting acceptance and respect among their religions.
Studying adult Asian elephants in the Sri Lankan Wildlife Sanctuary, U.S. researchers find that the pachyderms have social networks that span even long distances, with close relations between groups that may also result in shared protection of food and water supplies during the dry season.
In partnership with U.S.-based CSS International Holdings Incorporated and Haiti Recycling, the U.S.-based nonprofit Executives Without Borders launches Haiti's first commercial recycling program to help clean up plastic debris while expanding job opportunities at the same time.
Following a North Korea's agreement to further dialogue with the U.S., China's envoy for North Korean nuclear discussions, Wu Dewei, meets with North Korean diplomat Kim Kae-gwan, where the two discuss the resuming of six-party talks on denuclearization.
Respected UK-based BBC sports journalist Mike Sewell describes what he said was a shocking encounter with a UFO while driving, as a brightly illuminated disc descended from the early morning sky, then hovered overhead and disappeared from sight a few minutes later.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.